Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for holding. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to CSN Mineração's conference call to present results for the first quarter 2021. Today, we have with us the company's executive officers. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company presentation. Ensuing this, we will go on to the question and answer section when further instructions will be given. Should any participant require assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. We have simultaneous translation and webcast can be accessed through CSN Mineração's investor relation website at ri.csnmineracao.com.br, where the presentation is also available. The replay of this event will be available for 1 week on the website. Once again, the presentation is available and you can flip through the slides at your convenience. Please bear in mind that some of the statements herein are mere expectations or trends based on current assumptions and opinions of the company management. Future results, performance, and events may differ materially from those expressed herein, which do not constitute projections. In fact, actual results, performance, or events may differ materially from those expressed or implied by the forward-looking statements as a result of several factors, such as the general and economic conditions in Brazil and other countries, interest rate and exchange rate levels, future rescheduling or prepayment of debt pegged in foreign currencies, protectionist measures in the United States, Brazil, and other countries, changes in laws and regulations, and general competitive factors on a global, regional, or national basis. Now, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Pedro Oliva, the company's CFO and IRO, who will present the company's operating and financial highlights for the period. You may proceed, sir. A good morning. I would like to thank all of you for your presence. We have with us the Executive Director of the Mining, Mr. Diniz, and the Chairman of the Board, Benjamin Steinbruch. I would like to give the floor to the Chairman for the initial remarks. A good day to all of you. It is with great satisfaction that I participate in this first earnings result presentation for CSN Mineração after the IPO. And I would like to share with you the enormous confidence that I have in this project that we began in the past, based on a case that was developed at a faster pace and on occasion of the roadshow of CEMIG, we had the opportunity, of course, to the market and with investors, the certainty and the confidence that we had in the implementation of this project. We spoke about how present the project was and the enormous differences that set this project aside. And it's as if we knew about the future, as if we knew about the quality of the product that we have in hand, the cost that we have in hand, and of course the differences that we have and the ease that we have as being a sole client. We have an infrastructure that is fully implemented. Therefore, these initial results will reflect all of this And eventually, as all the players in this segment have already said, there was a minor cost increase due to the increase of price and the products as well as production, which of course is a normal situation in this government. We have a very heated demand, an increased demand. We also had purchases from third parties that we tend to carry out because of the market demands. And in the market, there has been a price increase as well and a preparation for the implementation of the project and the consequent increase in production, all of which have led to greater movements in-house. And as will be presented, the cost has behaved in a normal fashion vis-a-vis what we see among the competitors, which of course allows us to feel very satisfied. Of course, we always have oversight over the cost. We attempt to do our very best, and I am convinced that we're doing a good job. And when it comes to the future, we have the same optimism, the same certainty that we had when we presented the initial public offer. And this is present with ever-growing certainty that we have something unique and differentiated in our hands. From the viewpoint of the project implementation, nothing was left aside. I make reference to the increase in quantities that will take place within the term notified and below the estimated cost. And to see everything that has been said and has been shown has an even better outlook. The issue of quality, which was something that set us aside, will be enhanced ever more in the future. And of course, quality will have its price. We have the issue of feasibility, the increase in production. It was said that our proposal in terms of the increase in quantity was very aggressive, but day after day, we become more confident that everything that we stated will be done, and perhaps with a greater ease at a lower price and with a greater speed in terms of delivery. We're extremely optimistic in terms of our partnerships, and we continue to say that we are different from our competitors. We have a very aggressive proposal for growth with differentiated quality that doubtlessly will be delivered. And I would like to underscore the confidence that we all have in this. We are one of the greatest exporters of iron ore of Brazil. And for this, we, of course, have international competitivity. If you analyze all of this from a practical viewpoint, if you analyze the operation, and if you focus on the one-time action of purchase of iron ore from third parties, we are forced to do this because even with the lesser quality iron ore, we have a margin of more than $50. This is what is happening. And of course, there are a few impurities in our figures. But once again, I reiterate my confidence, my determination of delivering this project according to the term that was set forth, and with the commercial activities that are becoming ever more diversified in terms of clients. Based on our analysis and our market knowledge, this is a path that we're going to continue on. China has adopted a different behavior when it comes to iron ore and the steel market, something that so far is not very clear or very well known. From the viewpoint of iron ore, they're seeking more and more quality and differentiation in the raw material. And of course, this will translate into productivity and environmental issues there. And in the steel market, very peculiarly, we have favored imports and reduced exports. The Chinese have done this, and this, of course, is an atypical behavior, very difficult to understand. The trend is to have a very strong demand. I believe that it will continue on. The price at the 190 level is surprising to many, but for us, we expect perhaps not 190, but yes, a very strong price because of the demand that we observe. So what we believed has materialized in the best way. We were convinced of this market determination and the quality of our assets, and presently we're ever more convinced. I would like to thank all of you for your participation, and I will now turn the floor over to Pedro, who will make the presentation. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will begin with the operational and financial highlights. We're very satisfied to have EBITDA at record levels of $3.665 million with a 67% margin. Our free cash flow is $2.465 million, positively impacted by the exchange rate. We fulfilled the initial public offer in February of this year, leading to a cash increase of $1.3 billion for the company cash. Our capacity expansion projects are according to schedule and under full evolution. We do have a slide with the milestones of each of these projects. And ESG is, of course, a priority for the company. We have been operating without dams since the beginning of last year. We have concluded the decharacterization of the Vigia Auxiliary Dam, which is one of the dams that the company still holds. And we have concluded the audit cycles for all dams that have stated high security levels, this and zero emergency levels. We go on to the next slide to speak about sales and net revenue. The FOB adjusted net revenue for the first quarter increased 21%, reaching 5.6 million reais. And although we had a drop of sales vis-a-vis the last quarter, the increase was 47% vis-a-vis the first quarter 2020. Of course, this is due to seasonality, the heavy rainfall throughout Brazil. This is not something exclusive for us, but the figures are very positive based on our expectations. Now, the production plus purchases was higher than the fourth quarter. The sales of the previous quarter were higher because we had inventory for the period. On the next slide, we're going to speak about the cost of goods sold, where we see an increase of 1.2 million to 1.7, explained by the purchase from third parties with an increase of more than 400 million during the period. The increase of cost for China was of only $8, despite there having been an increase in the FOB freight price. We were efficient in the FOB CIF and had only $2.6 increase in the period, sustaining low cost for iron ore in China. The EBITDA margin of 67%, a 15% EBITDA increase in the period due to the participation of the purchase of iron ore from third parties. We go on to the next slide, where you can see that most of our capacity expansion projects are still in the phase of engineering. This is the reason why the CAPEX continues to be quite low of $170 million for the period, and we're focusing on operational productivity. This, of course, will be changing during the coming quarters. In working capital, we had an increase in the supplier's account. This freed up cash, and we had a very strong cash increase, as well as the very high EBITDA. When it comes to the schedule of the main expansion projects, were aligned with our plans. This is a rather challenging schedule, but the entire team is focused on this is the company's main priority. We're working to deliver this. We have a detail of some of the milestones. We're concluding the commercial negotiations of the first package for our units. This requires a longer term. We should conclude this the coming week, and then we will go on to the second package, which refers to equipment with a shorter delivery term. Infrastructure work will begin in the second semester of this year. In terms of our free cash flow, as mentioned, it is highly sustainable with a very strong EBITDA of 3.6 million reais. We have a payment of 1.2 million for taxes, referring to last year because of the methodology that is used for payment in every quarter. We calculate this based on the gross revenues, and at the end of the year and in the following quarter, we have to pay this in cash, but it does refer to the previous year. And we ended with a cash flow of 2.4 million reais. We go to the slide referring to ESG. We have concluded the decharacterization of the Vigia Auxiliary Dam in February. And of course, we're now awaiting the approval of this decharacterization. This will no longer be deemed as a dam. We have launched a water footprint project. And of course, the company is the first company in Brazil and in mining to use this methodology. We're going to analyze the input and output of water in our process and see how this fits into the hydric context of the region. In safety, we had a 30% reduction in the frequency rate of reportable accidents. In terms of environmental protection, of course, this is part of our DNA. We preserve and protect an area of 4,000 hectares, an area three times larger than our operational area. And we use 100% renewable energy. In the 15 years, we have been monitoring fauna and flora in this preserved area that we are responsible for. In the social and diversity front, we made more than 50 million reais of investment in social projects in the CSN foundations. We have several important projects that are under course in the communities. Our workforce, we have 14% of women, and the goal is to double this percentage until the year 2025. We have created a corporate diversity and inclusion management to continue to move forward in this front. This is our presentation. I would now like to open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you. We will now go on to the Q&A session. For investors and analysts, should you have a question, please press star one on your touch phone. If at any point your question has been answered, you may withdraw from the queue by pressing the pound key. And when posing the question, please take your phone off the hook so that we can have optimum sound quality. Please hold while we pull the questions. Mr. Rafael Barcelos from Santander Bank would like to ask a question. A good morning to all of you. Congratulations for your results. Which has been the pace of production in this second quarter? That is interesting. And if you could speak about the C1 dynamic for the coming quarters, especially the second quarter. Rafael, thank you for your question. Our production in the second quarter is still firm. We have been producing 38 to 40 million tons, and we're working to deliver this until the end of the year. And in terms of the C1 variations, as other companies in this sector, we have had an increase of 13% in fuel, an increase in the mine movements with an impact on C1. And we have had a positive impact because of the increase of flats. And this merited a question in our previous call. The impact was of 2% in terms of shipment directly impacted by the flat. And of course, this has also had an impact on C1, but our guidance of $16 will be maintained. We're going to work to deliver this, and we're going to have a fixed cost with an increase in volumes in the coming quarters. And of course, in the seasonal period, we had the impact of rainfall. So our outlook is positive. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Gabriel Galvão from Credit Suisse would like to pose a question. A good morning to all of you. First of all, congratulations for the results and thank you for taking my question. My first question refers to sea freight. We have seen the spot rates going up above $28 per ton. And I would like to see if this has impacted your results, at least for the second quarter. There are several reasons underlying this increase. How are you thinking of reducing this volatility in the short term and in the long term, if you are already surveying this issue? My second question refers to the purchases from third parties that you mentioned and the relationship of this with the quality of your iron ore today. Benjamin did refer to this. Perhaps you could give us more color on this. What do you expect in terms of third-party volumes for the coming quarters? And how has this impacted the discount on quality? Based on my account, there seems to be an increase here. And what is it that you're expecting for future quarters in terms of purchase for third parties and the discount due to quality so that we can work on modeling here? Thank you. Thank you for the question. Now, let's respond to the freight issue. Yes, the freight is very steep. It's moved away from the foundations, and the McKinsey projections refer to $17 for the year, which means that the demand for freight and the demand for transoceanic freight is high, and we have the capacity of large ships, which is in line with this. Our expectation is that the freight will, of course, accompany the increase in oil, in fuel, it should go back to its price in the coming months. Now, when it comes to the volatility of freight, this seems to be a natural path. We're going to attempt to reduce volatility and seek a reduction of exposure to spot with a growth in sales. If we have 100 million tons, it makes no sense to use spot. We're going to analyze other alternatives, long-term alternatives, and we're going to perhaps think about having our own freight with strategic partners to reach a situation of balance. When it comes to quality from the purchase from third parties, we do have a competitive edge, which is verticalization. We have had interesting margins through these third-party purchases. The growth of our margins has been positive. We will maximize whatever is possible on this front. Now, when it comes to quality, basically, we're aligned with the fourth quarter of 2020. We expect an improvement in the second quarter with the coming into operation of CM3 that will allow for an improvement in quality at the central plant with 2 million tons. And regarding what we call opportunity iron ore, as the chairman mentioned on this call, we have very steep margins and we're going to consider them and closely follow up the movement, price movements and margin movements on this front before we take a decision. The trend is to have an improvement of quality in the second quarter. Perhaps you don't have visibility of this, but we also have the impact of QP for sales for Japan, Taiwan, Korea, and they focus on the price of the previous quarter. And because of this, there is a certain lag. Now, in this specific case, we had a significant increase in plants, and in this group that represents somewhat more than 10% of our sales, we had an increase of $44 of reduction vis-a-vis the average plants for the semester, 106 vis-a-vis $122. Thank you, Pedro. Very clear. Thank you, Gabriel, for the questions. The next question is in English from Carlos from Morgan Stanley. You may proceed, sir.
Good morning, everyone. So a few questions. First, just following up on what was just said. Pedro, could you maybe tell us, and maybe I missed it, but how much volumes are you buying from third parties? If you can give us a number or a range for the second quarter and for the year, that would be useful for modeling purposes. Then if we looked at the production growth profile, CapEx, obviously, as you said, is not really increasing because you are still doing a lot of engineering. But you already have several projects that are supposed to start production in the second half of next year. So when do you expect to see the ramp up in CapEx starting to come through in the numbers as you get ready for production, higher production already in the second half of next year? And then finally, there was a comment on page 4 of the press release in English, the first bullet of that page, and I think there was also some comments in the ITR about hedges. Could you please elaborate a little bit more? What are those hedges related to? It just says the hedges of the Platts index derivative instrument in the press release. So if you could elaborate a little bit more, are those freight hedges, or is the company now hedging iron ore as well? Thank you very much.
Carlos, thank you for your questions. Referring to the volume from third parties, we are expecting an increase vis-a-vis the last year. This should be of about 10 to 11 million tons for this year. Now, when it comes to the CAPEX for the projects, I think you are right. There are some projects that will begin production in 2022, perhaps not with expressive volumes, 10% of the projected production for next year, but of course this will still be important for us. These are priority projects in our portfolio, and the CAPEX will have a more significant increase in the second semester of this year, Carlos. Regarding the hedging, since last year we have worked with one-time hedges for iron ore in volumes that truly are not very expressive to give us better results. And we're working with interesting price levels for the company and for our shareholders. We have 3 million tons for the coming 3 months, and we will have an expressive increase in the price of this. I'm sorry, I was unable to hear the price. I don't know if any of the other executive officers would like to add to this response. Can we go on to the next question, therefore? Tiago from Bradesco would also like to pose a question. A good morning to all of you. Pedro, I have two questions here in dividends. Which is the periodicity for the payout of dividends, and will the payout remain at 80 to 100%? And the second question refers to the SG&A in the first quarter. The performance was quite strong, very good, of approximately $1 per ton. Is there a different factor that happened in the first quarter? Because if I look at the fourth quarter, it was 1.9. Simply to better understand this, if I could ask a question on the CAPEX. When you spoke about the CAPEX, the sound was not very audible. Which is the volume of these one-time hedges, the periodicity, and the price, if you could refer to this? Thank you. Thank you for the question regarding the dividends. We will maintain our policy of paying out 75% of net revenues. Now, the periodicity so far has not been defined. This will be defined in the coming meetings of the board. And so the payout will be maintained. Regarding the SG&A, we expect a variation of $2 to $3 in the coming quarters. This, of course, is natural for our operation. Once again, going back to the hedge, I did mention this, but apparently it was not heard. The volume that we have hedged is not very expressive. We have less than 2 million tons for the coming 3 months until June, and the price level is below $180 per ton. And this, of course, will make allow us to have more foreseeable results for the company. And this is very attractive for our shareholders. Do you intend to increase this in terms of volume? There is no plan to increase the volumes. We're following up on the price levels and discussing expectations vis-a-vis future curves. So far, there is no definition of increasing the scope of this. Thank you, Pedro. Thank you for the question. We would like to remind you that should you wish to pose a question, please press star one. Once again, should you wish to pose a question, please press star one. Thank you. As we have no further questions, we will return the floor to Mr. Pedro Oliva, the CFO and IRO for the company, for the closing remarks. I would like to conclude by once again thanking all of you for your presence. We're extremely satisfied to be able to present record results in the company history, and we're going to continue to work arduously to take advantage of this good moment of production and build our projects for growth. Thank you. The conference call for CSN Mineração ends here. Have a good day, and thank you for your participation.